Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the mid-morning commodity market report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is $6.75, down 4.75. March, 6.03¾, down 4.5. Soft December wheat, 5.54¾, down 5.75. March, 5.55¾, down 7. December corn, 3.77¼, down 4.5. March, 3.89½, down 4.75. July, 4.05¼, down 4.5. January soybeans, 10.19¼, down 3.25. March, 10.27¼, down 3. May, 10.33, down 3.75. July, 10.39, down 3.25. December soybean meal, 3.75.80, down 4.10. December soybean oil, 32.16, down 4 cents. December live cattle, 170.55, up 40. November feeder cattle, 240, 12.5, up 12.5. And December lean hogs, 92, 72.5, and they are up 5 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Now begins the long, slow job of chewing through these huge piles of corn and beans on the demand side and seeing how long it takes, yes?
Well, that's the key, yeah. We've fairly well confirmed that we've got a fairly large crop out there, and still got a little bit more to go to get that last batch out, but it's finding a home somewhere, whether it's your choice or not. But demand is the next step of the equation here over the short term here, and see if it surfaces here. And it's been showing up. We did sell another 111,000 tons of beans to China, and they'll continue to book until they've got them booked up till this spring. Then they're going to switch their purchases to the Southern Hemisphere. So it's just about like clockwork, as we move down the road here. But, the moving parts, of course, is the U.S. dollar and transportation is the factors on, how this demand thing unfolds. The concern from a producer's point of view, or one that's holding inventory to sell, is that the dollar, we could lose competition to the other parts of the world. Then transportation, if we cannot get that product there, the end user or the user on the other side will go somewhere else and find alternative sources. So there's some things in here that's kind of concerning, even though we have some huge demand out of the market.
To your former point, the dollar has been essentially rising over the last month or two, and there are pundits out there looking at a dollar potentially around 89 or 90. And to your latter point, there are cargoes of soybeans that are coming in meal, coming in from exports because we can't get the trucks and the rails to get it to the poultry areas in the southeast.
Well, to tackle the dollar, I continue to want to relay the message that as a producer, I don't know if it's critical to follow day to day. If you're following the weakness or strength of the dollar to determine your planning plan or marketing plan, that might be a little bit overkill there. I think the concern of the dollar, if it moves on up, to the 95-105 area, that'll definitely put a hamper on things, particularly the currency ratio to China. Not China. Japan.
Japan. Which is in recession now again after numbers released today.
Yes, and they're a huge corn buyer. The beans to China, I think, are going to continue to move smoothly, and that's a little bit of a different situation, but the corn exports is the main concern to Japan, and we need to continue to monitor that as we move down the road. The second part that you mentioned there, the logistics of importing meal or beans, either one, is not good when we look at a record huge crop here. And carry out, say, 400 million or so, well, they're going to have to up the import estimate just a little bit. And with being carry out 400, or if it's even 350 or 300 million bushels plus is still ample, supplies as we look longer term here.
Of course, we can quibble about what number we started from, and there would people out there that would suggest that number is significantly lower than anything USDA put out there.
The big thing is the acreage, harvested acreage number, and it can come in smaller. But there's ideas we could have corn carry out down to 1.6 and bean carry out down to 380 to 350 on just a smaller harvested bean acreage estimate, but that's still adequate or ample supplies.
All right, then. So I imagine that producers did do marketings on this rally in October into the beginning of November. They might have even caught a wave and did some soybean marketing on when November went off the board. So now where are we? Is there any reason really at this point to keep cash ownership of soybeans? And for the corn, I would imagine producers are going to hold on to it for quite a while if needed.
Well, some did and some didn't. it varies. The beans virtually rallied $1.74 off the October low, and the corn basically rallied 70 cents off the low on the futures. If you keep track of your cash bid, might not have been that much, but it did definitely pay for storage and interest. Even if you put in the elevator to turn around, maybe sell some if you needed to, it would have paid. But overall, we're in the time window right now that guys, once they fill up the bins, very rarely do they turn around and empty on a sell. And, if they ran out of room and stuff, they went ahead and filled up bins, dried it, and moved it to town. But typically, once the bins are full now, they don't move it. And same thing with minimum storage. Once they minimum storage, unless you make a ton of money, guys had a tendency to set on until after the first of the year. So we're kind of getting the situation. There's still a little bit out there to bring to town and move. But for the most part, I think guys are going to sit on this till after the first of the year and look for another wave of cash grain sales.
Yeah, so that brings up the question of how bought up are end users?
Judging by the piles, I don't care. Well, I can't say I don't care, but I don't know if it really matters how much they're bought up. It's just a matter of getting the stuff moved now. They should be bought up clear into next summer if I was an end user, because they bought the corn virtually, anywhere from 25 to 40 under the front end here, and there was significant carry clear out to July. So if I had a bigger yard, I would have been buying corn myself and putting it in my backyard till next spring, because there's tremendous incentive to own cash grain and hedge it and just sit on it until next spring, Dave.
So then now you have to make the case to the producer who is sitting on a bunch of corn in their bin how they're going to make money off of it.
Well, there's everybody's got a different situation. The main thing is you got to remember crop insurance is gone. So if we go down from here, you are at risk. But when you look at the July futures out there, there's some carry in the marketplace. So there's some incentive just to hedge and just sit on and see what next spring brings.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
All right, take care.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Let's look how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, December wheat, 602 down 3.5. Soft December is 555.25 down 5.25. December corn, 377.5 down 4.25. March, 390 down 4.25. July, 406 down 3.75. January soybeans, 10.21, down 1.5. March, 10.28 and 3/4, down 1.5. July, 10.40 and 1/4, down 2. December soybean meal, 377.50, down 2.40. December soybean oil, 32.14, down 6 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.